Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. It's not a Victory Monday.
No. Not the Rams.
That took 3 seconds.
I know.
It took 3 seconds.
I can't help it.
Yeah. That was, it was like, how do we describe this? This is not what I would call it a surprise.
Nope.
It was not a surprise. And therefore, like, I did not find this to be one of those, like, certain losses really piss you off. This wasn't that to me. I know some Niner fans run that way. You know what I mean? I went for the morning walk with the dog today, and Shasky was mad. Mad. And I'm like, I get it. That's the way some Niner fans run. But I think in order to be mad, you had to think that that was going to go a different way.
Right.
And I didn't. And I will take you back to last week, and whether it's understandable or not, this was the reality that I was so upset about with regard to the trade deadline. If you think you can do some win one for the Gipper speech, Robert Saleh gonna coach him up and go get Luke Gifford to cover an NFL player with an elite future Hall of Fame quarterback standing in a clean pocket. Uniform does not need laundering today at all. You're gonna lose that game. Six touchdowns? Six?
Yep.
For the other team?
5 of 5 in the red zone.
What are we doing?
Yep.
What are we doing? So sure, you might beat Arizona. Might beat Carolina, might beat Cleveland. I bet you will beat Tennessee. Absolutely. And you can work your way to your 10 or 11 wins, and you might make the playoffs, and I'll still predict that they will, and I'll be excited that they are, and I'll even dibs. I promise you this, I'll watch the game.
You will?
Yeah. But talk to me. Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Jordan Love.
Yep, I've heard of him.
Baker Mayfield.
Not bad.
Matt Stafford.
Pretty good.
Sam Darnold.
Yep.
Those are the other six QBs going to the playoffs this year. They are going to torch your ass. Sorry, that's where we're at.
Well, then win 45-44. And that's where that's where this team is at.
You can do that. You can do that.
You can. And that's where I look at yesterday and I think about what you're saying, and you're not wrong, but you go out there and you give up the opening touchdown. You go three and out on, you know, maybe there was a PI on that opening drive and we can get into it. And I actually, you sent a text last night about PI. And so I watched it again today and I watched with that in mind. And I wrote down like three or four that, you know, maybe could have been called. And there were a couple that were called that were like declined because there actually was a catch. And
There was only one PI, I think, that was called, and it got nullified by an offsetting penalty that was clearly
that was not later.
A penalty.
Well, yeah.
But other than that,
that was later in the first half.
Two flags thrown on the Rams the whole
game.
There
was one on Kittle had a catch, a 10-yard catch, where he caught it, he fumbled, and then it was actually a catch, but that was PI, and they declined it because he caught the ball.
Correct.
And there was another one of those in the second half as well, but, I mean, you look at the way the game went, and you gave up a TD, you went three and out, you gave up a TD, and so now you're out of Shanahan's comfort zone.
Totally. No, I like this is one of those games where I can – I have one officiating rant, but it's not even specific to the game yesterday. It's more specific – like I'll use an example from the game yesterday for something that I think is a broader view thing, and we could do that a little bit later.
Okay.
But to me, you know this, I think most fans – it doesn't matter who you root for. You come away a little bit annoyed with refs. It's just how sports works, and that's fine. But then you have to assess what happened in the game that then suggests whether or not I'm allowed to make the refs or umps a thing the next day. And the Niners didn't earn that. I could sit here and tell you that I saw three or four PI calls not called.
Yeah.
But it's not going to change the outcome of the game. You can't rush the passer at all. It is brick wall city every single play. Matt Stafford, step back. One, two, three, four, five step drop. Look left, look center, look right. Still clean pocket. Step up, deliver ball. Bang. Devontae Adams wide open, middle of the field. You can't win in the NFL that way against someone like Matt Stafford. So, go ahead and mark it down. I'm ready to make my season prediction. The Niners are going to get the 7 seed in the playoffs, and they will therefore be on the road. Let's see. Who's probably going to get the 1 seed? Who looks like the 1 seed right now? Probably. The winner of the Rams-Seattle game, maybe.
Yep.
So let's say they get a bye. I mean, the 7 seed then gets the 2
Philly
seed.
Or Detroit.
Yeah, or Green Bay. I mean, you're probably kicking on the road in one of those games. You're going to give up 35-plus points. And thanks for your service.
Yep.
That's how I see the rest of the season going. And I'm not, like, terribly mad at that based on circumstances. But it's disappointing. It's disappointing on two levels. One, that they didn't feel like there was a move that they could make at the deadline that would have helped. And two, it is disappointing because somehow, some way, the young players we were excited about at the beginning of the year are not moving through the system as quickly as I would have liked, and some of them seemingly have the shine worn off of them. Beginning of the year, we were excited about Marquise Siegel.
Right.
Now I hate every safety on the Niners. I don't like any of them. Renardo Green last year, nice young player, still has moments, but... okay, that like there's just even some of the pass rush guys who out of these last two draft classes in that defensive backfield are you like, I like Upton Stout, but there's too many holes. There's too many holes.
I do think that you have to look at it from a complimentary standpoint where you know, Siegel and Green and even Lenore and Jair Brown, like, they are suffering because there's no pass rush. And the pass rush is suffering because you don't have Bosa, you don't have Mykal Williams, And you had, I guess, Bryce Huff played. I'm told he played, but he was not the Bryce Huff that we thought he would be. And I think the pass rush was so muted that the secondary is out there trying to cover for 4 seconds. And honestly,
I can't do it.
And the big problem I thought was that even when you brought a little bit of extra pressure and they did blitz a little bit more than normal, you had guys playing in off coverage. And so you didn't have anybody step up and make plays that you wanted to make.
Yep. Yep. So, like, feels like the Niners are on a yo-yo right now. They got that 3-0 start, and then it's been lose one, win one, lose one, win one, lose one, win one. And it's kind of doing that. And so every Monday, you know, it'll feel like the sky's falling. And I'm pretty sure that the sky is not going to feel like it's falling when they get to the bye week. They got 3 more games before the bye. I feel good that that's a 2-1.
Good-ish.
Maybe a 3-0. If it's less than that, then I think then I'm going to lose some steam on the optimism. But I think it's probably at least a 2-1, which would put them at 8-4. Eight and five going into the bye with a home date against Tennessee when they come out. Like, this is, I hate the word. They're fine.
You love the word.
They're fine. But it's just, boy, we got to recalibrate what you think can come out of this season. The fairy tale ain't coming. The fairy tale is not coming.
No.
You cannot stop a good offense with this defense. And by the way, they know it. They freaking know it. And it's why the report came out. I think it was Mike Silver who had it first, reported that there were a number of people in the building very frustrated that the 49ers did not find a deal that they liked or would pull the trigger on or whatever. Does one player change the whole thing? I don't know. Probably not.
No.
Depends on who it is. Maybe it does. But the bottom line was the idea that this group was going to stop good offenses is wrong. That's just that they're not going to.
Right.
So stop thinking that that's coming. They're not. You're right. 45-44.
Yep.
That's what we're going for.
That's right. So then if you're Shanahan, you need to start like looking at your offense in that mindset, and you need to try to, you know, go about putting up 45 points. And, you know, yesterday I thought that, especially as you go into the half where I know it's 4th and 7 and it's about to be halftime, but go ahead and go for it. Try and pick up that 4th and 7.
Wow.
You've got, like, you're down 21-7.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try to pick up 8 yards and then maybe, I don't know, get a field goal or whatever.
I mean, you weren't 8 yards away from a field goal. You were 8 yards away from being 8 yards away from trying a field goal.
But you were 8 yards away from a first down, and then you could maybe, like, you know, get 10 more yards or 8 more yards.
If you don't get it, they're 3 yards away from a field goal.
But they have a new kicker, new long snapper, new everything. Like, fine.
Still allowed to make it.
Right.
That kicker, by the way, looked like he had donuts a lot. That was one of the biggest kickers I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, who
like
is Janikowski. That guy?
The thicker kicker.
What? Thicker kicker, yep. Yeah. No, but he was Janikowski. But
Cameron Dicker?
Yeah, but doesn't work out. It'd be like if Janikowski just sat on a couch for a year eating nachos. That's what he looked like. He kind of looked like somebody on Halloween that had a football uniform.
Nice.
That's what he looked like. But anyway, I get it. Like, we always want you to go for it.
I know.
It's probably not the... He knows in that moment, we're going to get the ball coming out in the second half, and he felt good about them getting a touchdown, and guess what? They did. They did.
Yep.
He's thinking in that moment, do I want to risk 24-7 or worse with the way our defense plays? Like, by the way, I think you can book that with the Niner defense. If you go for that 4th and 7 and you don't get it, Rams score. At least 3. At least 3.
Maybe.
Stafford, beep, beep, beep. Who do we want?
Yep.
Puka, Devontae, tight end 4.
Parkinson, whatever. Yeah.
Just Robinson. Whatever. You're all going to. No question in my mind, Rams score if you go for it on 4th and 7 and don't get it. So I get that. And he's like, we're going to get the ball. Let's make it 21-14. They did. And then as he even said yesterday after the game, at some point in the second half, we're going to need to get a stop. Nope.
Nope.
No, I'm tired of watching defenses where I'm hoping on third down that the other team drops the ball. That's essentially what we're doing right now. We're hoping that the other team has a drop. Marvin Harrison obliged a few times. Who's the Giants tight end? Is it Theo Johnson? He obliged a couple of times. So if you do that, then yeah, you can get a stop. Then you can get a stop. But that's what we're rooting for. Nobody is not. No, good Lord. Chalk up another one. How many games in are we now on this interception thing? I know they got one in Houston.
Yep, yep.
But it's one sort of fake pick.
Sure.
Are we at 16 games? 16 games?
Or more.
This is unthinkable. How did that happen?
The Jets still don't have a pick this year.
That's correct.
Yeah, and the Jets, they stink.
That's right. So, and they traded a bunch of their people, including their best interception guy.
And if you look at the Rams yesterday in the second half, they had a 3rd-and-2, Niners blitz, Pinnock, and they were able to break that up. 4th-and-2, they converted, and they had only one more 3rd down the rest of the game. One more. And it was Parkinson, 3rd-and-2, touchdown.
Yeah.
So, like, you couldn't even get them into 3rd down.
No.
Is the point. Like, 1st down, 2nd down, ooh, 1st down. And that's, yeah. Well, you got to change it up.
No, you don't. You just need to change the opponent, not play Matt Stafford.
Sure.
Or Jalen Hurts, or Jordan Love, or Jared Goff.
For now.
Or Sam Darnold, or Baker Mayfield. That's all. That's all. But if you think you're holding any of those guys under 30, you're not. You're not, unless it's like snowing or something. Maybe go to Lambeau, block a punt, and win a
Hufanga? Like,
yeah, maybe. They can do that if they want. But for me, playoffs are bust.
Yep.
After that, whatever. That's where I'm at. Like, I hope that we get a playoff game so we can make really decadent food and gather one time, and then on we go to next year. That's what I think we're looking at. So we'd love to hear from you. What'd you see? What'd you think? What ticked you off? 888-957-9570. It's you and your calls all day long. The Niners lose. The Warriors, we can get to that a little bit. That was a win and a big double-digit win. I don't even, like, it made me even more mad about the loss at Indiana a week and a half ago because I'm like, these are the Pacers. There's nobody on that team. So 888-957-9570. We get to all of it. It is a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We're also sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Your calls right now. What got to you? What'd you see? 888-957-9570. That's the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Blake Corum lined up as a wide receiver now. Blitz coming. Stafford kills the blitz. Gets it to Nacua. Breaks the tackle. Puka Nacua on his feet and in. Touchdown Rams.
Oh, they're hyped up all right.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
It's funny. We all prefer offense. Even if you won't admit it, you do. This is how we watch the sport.
I want winners.
Yeah, but when I hear people break down the Warriors, it's usually about scoring the basketball. If I were a defensive player in the NFL in 2025, it's amazing to me that more have not spoken about this publicly. You're second-class citizens, the defense. You are second-class citizens. You are not on anyone's fantasy team. No one cares how you're doing, and all of the rules are set up against you. No one cares until you arrive at this, and the Niners have reached it. I have a name for where they have arrived, and it's called Bengalsville. And now you know what it's like to root for the Cincinnati Bengals, because over the last 2 to 3 seasons, this is essentially who the Bengals are, and sometimes even without their starting quarterback, the same way the Niners are without their starting quarterback. You notice that the Bengals have such weaponry and have such a system that Joe Flacco can come in at age 48 off of the street, join the Bengals, meet T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, say hello, 2 days later go out and score 40 and win a game in prime time. But more often than not, when you're going up against a good team, you're going to score a bunch, and then you're going to blow it. And I'll give you the example is, if anybody did not catch the way the Bengals-Bears game finished last week.
That was crazy.
That was out of control. And that's, maybe we're not that bad of a situation here with the 49ers, but it is a frustrating thing to watch football and know that your offense cannot make errors. I know Kittle is being a good teammate. We'll play the sound for you in a second. That's not a way to survive in the NFL. You have to be able to ask things of all sides of the ball.
You do, and the Shanahan system is built on complementary football, as I've always said. And when you have a wide receiver who fumbles the ball, and I know that it got punched out, but when you're a wide receiver and you have the ball, you have to be able to keep the ball, and it got punched out, and that was a huge play where that game could have been a little bit closer. It could have been 14-7, and you would have held the ball, and you would have been able to, move it down the field and keep your defense a little bit protected. And when you have a defense that's not very good, your number one job is to protect them. And you didn't do that, and you didn't do it against Houston. And then yesterday, same thing. You coughed it up, and they went down. It was 21-0, and that game's over.
Here's the George Kittle thing. I'll play it for you again. George Kittle, I don't know George. Seems like a super nice guy and a really good teammate and a constant beacon of positivity.
Yep.
I love all of it. Zenny, Claire.
Zenny.
All of it. Great. It's just a fun vibe around everything George Kittle. But I don't think you can, so this is nice of him, but I don't think you can do this in football.
I mean, we started the game off with a punt, a fumble, a fourth down turnover, a touchdown, and a punt. And I'm pretty sure, like I said, since I've been back, is that our team is going to have to rely on our really good veteran offense to score a lot of points and not turn the ball over. And we didn't really do that today. And so I think that's going to be the case moving forward. Our offense has to play at an incredibly high level. We had to score a lot of points. We had to not turn the ball over. And I think our defense is going to get better and better throughout the week because we still have a lot of young guys. We have a lot of guys missing. But we have to help out our defense. And that's the way the season's going to go. Our offense has to play at a high level, efficient, not turn the ball over, score points, score in the red zone, and then we'll win a lot of games. But if we're not doing that, that's going to happen.
Yeah. So he's not wrong, per se.
He's right.
But it's too much to ask. You can't be like, so here's our way of doing this the rest of the year is we're never going to turn it over. That's not realistic. That's not realistic. People drop balls. People fumble footballs. Balls get batted in the air. Interceptions happen, even from the best in the league. Josh Allen threw the ball all over the freaking place yesterday and looked like a big old pile of junk
that team.
In that game.
Woo.
So like the best in the league, they're going to turn the ball over. So if you're saying the way for us to win is for our side of the ball that has more experience and more firepower to be awesome every time we touch the ball, to be absolutely clean, that's not life.
No, but be better than they were.
Okay.
And that's where, you know, the Rams get the ball and, you know, Steiny was talking about, like, do they ever get the ball first? No, they don't believe in that. They want to double up. They want it last and they want it first in the third quarter. And I believe in that philosophy. And then yesterday, okay, the Rams get it. They go 64 yards, touchdown, fine. It was not ideal. And you had a third down conversion in there. And then you get the ball and you go 3 and out. That's where the Niners cannot go 3 and out. And then they go down, they score. It's 14-0. Okay. Now you have the ball. Okay. Deep breath. Go down there. Get points. And that's where the Juwan Jennings fumble is so painful because you had the ball and you actually got a first down. You actually got two first downs. And then you're thinking about, okay, if we score here, we're down 14-7. And then at least it's a little bit more of a ball game, but the ball gets punched out. They get the ball back. They score again. 21-0. It's game over, basically, at that point.
All right. 888-957-9570. Kyle Shanahan has started his Monday conference call.
Ooh.
We go to Mark Grandy for these updates. Hey, bud.
First of all, Shanahan opened it up by saying, indeed, no injuries from the game yesterday. That's what he said last night. But they confirmed that again today. So no new injuries to speak of. But,
what
of course,
hell?
We still know there's a lot of old injuries that they're
right.
still dealing with.
Right.
First of all, Ricky Pearsall dealing with that knee for a long time. Kyle Shanahan said they are hoping that he could return to practice on Wednesday. That seems a little bit different than the last number of weeks has been. Hoping that Pearsall returns on Wednesday. On Brock Purdy and his toe, he says that he continues to progress, and they hope to get more practice time in with him this week. And then when asked on Ayuk if this is the week that they open his practice window, no. So still no practice window opening for Brandon Ayuk. Those are the big updates.
Gone. Like,
maybe.
Gone. Like, why bother at this point?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. But remember, we're not saying, like, would he play against Arizona? You're talking about when do they feel confident that there's a 3-week window
right.
in which he will play. So if it's no Arizona, like, the way, to my thinking, the second you open up the practice window, you're not going to play that game.
Nope.
You might play the next game.
Probably not.
But whenever you do play, it's an ease-in. It's a, like, let's do 15 snaps kind of a thing. So, like, I would say now, no Arizona, no Carolina, maybe Cleveland, but why? Because there's a bye right after that.
Yep.
So I could see them opening the practice window maybe...
Before Cleveland. Cleveland, bye... One more game.
Maybe before Carolina, but probably before Cleveland.
Right.
And then see if he can come in and help this team down the stretch. Because after the bye, you get you get what feels like a very good chance to win with a home game against Tennessee. And then you got three pretty difficult games at the end of the year.
Yep.
With the Colts, Bears, and Seahawks.
And my whole thing, too, is like, if you want to look at what's wrong with this team, it's not the wide receiver position. Like, Juwan Jennings,
I agree with
the
that.
Fumble,
yeah.
The fumble was bad. And, yeah, the fumble's the fumble. And, you know, they had another one where it bounced off him and McCaffrey had to come in and go Mutombo and try to knock it out of the air. But the offense has not been really the problem. The problem is what you can't fix, which is the defense. Like, can Brandon Ayuk come in there and, like, play three technique? Of course not. So, like, the issues that you have are not Ayuk and his window, to me.
I agree with that.
Right.
Especially if they can get Ricky Pearsall back into the fold.
Right.
I don't really have problem with their receiving core, minus, and you know this, I don't think that you or me at any point this year were ever counting on Brandon Ayuk.
No.
As a key piece, or certainly as their one. Like, you know that I haven't thought that since July.
No.
I'm like, I think Ricky's their one. And Ricky is their one. But Ricky has now missed a lot of games. But if you can get Ricky Pearsall back into the fold and put him opposite Juwan Jennings and have a rotation that includes Kendrick Bourne and DeMarcus Robinson and maybe whatever, you know, a little bit of Sky Moore or something like that as your receivers, with George Kittle now back into the fold, Christian healthy, Brian Robinson healthy. Yeah, like, this can be a good offense, and I do think it will win some games. But this kind of puts a cap on it. I wonder what, like, what do you now consider a successful season in this moment? You're 6-4.
Yep.
You're technically the 8 seed. In this moment, you're on the outside looking in. You're a half game behind the Chicago Bears, but they're on your schedule, so you will have the opportunity to take care of that yourself if you want. And you have what would be considered a favorable schedule over the next month plus. The next 5 weeks of football, the Niners will play 4 times. They'll be favored in all of them. So, like, put that up against what you're looking at defensively, and what are your hopes and expectations the rest of the way? What's considered a good season?
Just make the playoffs. Just make the playoffs and go on the road to wherever, because I don't think you're going to win the division. And, you know, you've got Seattle still ahead. And Seattle, I think that, I mean, forget yesterday. Yesterday was kind of a wild game where they got 2 defensive touchdowns. But I think that you're probably going to be 3rd place in your division. But you can go 10-7 and make the playoffs. Just make the playoffs. For me, that to me is where you would look at it and go, yeah, that's a success.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah. Like, and if you go to Green Bay or Tampa or, like, wherever you go to, can you win? Yeah, of course you're allowed to, but you're going to be heavy, heavy underdog. And so I don't think you actually will win.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I do think that there is a scenario on the table where you could arrive at the playoffs with what other teams would consider a scary offense. Like, that scenario does sit on the table.
Yeah.
Like, the Niners, if with a few more healthy pieces, have a lot to offer offensively, even if it's Mac Jones. But I'll take it beyond that. You put Brock Purdy in with his mobility, that elevates, no question in my mind, that elevates the offense for the 49ers. We'll see kind of, I go back and forth a little bit on this offensive line, but it's performing well enough.
Yeah.
It's performing better
yesterday, yeah,
better than
sure.
It was the last, you know, like, 3-4 weeks ago. It's performing better, certainly, than we felt coming out of the Houston loss. They're performing better. Your wide receiver core, you get Ricky back, George is back, the running backs are doing better, right? Remember when it was the last group in the league and there were no rushing touchdowns,
yep,
and 3 yards a carry? Everything is trending better. You get a couple more bodies back. They can have an offense that'll scare you, but yeah. Yeah, like, again, those 6 quarterbacks are the ones I'm focused on, and I don't know how this particular defense stops any one of them.
And I don't think that this offense can actually outscore any of those teams, honestly. Like, if you think about, even if Brock comes back and you've got Pearsall and you've got maybe Ayuk, whatever you have, I don't think that this offense has enough to go out there and put up 40 or 35 or whatever it takes to beat one of these good teams. I mean, I think that this team ultimately is still built on that complimentary aspect. And yesterday is a great example where you could not run the ball because you were down 21-0. So you can't really, like, commit to run it and run it and, like, you know, go ahead and, like, design that and, you know, try to chip away in 21-7 and 21-10, whatever. And so I think yesterday was a great example of where you got behind so much that now you have to throw it and you don't have the weapons to really go out and win that way.
All right, so the three big pieces of news from Kyle Shanahan: they're hopeful that Ricky Pearsall practices Wednesday. They'll keep ramping up Brock, so that's a total kick can down. I have no idea what that means.
Right.
They're going to keep practicing him. Well, you've been practicing him the whole time. All right, so there's that, and the Brandon Ayuk practice window will not open this week. You know whose practice window did open this week?
Whose?
Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Whoa.
With severe surgical turf toe. And he will not play this week for the Bengals. And I don't know. I sort of, again, I feel like at the quarterback position, I would probably term next week as doubtful as well. But you could see Joe Burrow, in effect, almost as quickly as you saw Brock Purdy. And Joe's injury was of the very serious variety, and he underwent surgery. While Brock has largely practiced in some level for most of this time, certainly since the Jacksonville game, he practiced on a limited basis now for weeks. So that didn't work out.
No, it's a head scratcher, and it makes you wonder, like, should they have gone ahead and, like, shut him down and put him on IR and given him 4 weeks of, you know, not even doing anything, but they tried to rest him, and then they played him, and he got hurt again, and so here we are.
Here's what Kyle Shanahan said today with regard to what he needs to see from Brock Purdy this week to actually start him in Arizona.
With all this time off, do you want to see, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practices from Brock, pretty much no limitations before you start him?
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of what we want to see it, want to hear from him, and want three aggressive practices, and want to make sure he feels good after all of them each day, too.
Okay, so that's what we're looking for and waiting for. I know you and Steiny, yep, and it feels like others, and I get it, the sound of the word choice that reporters and Kyle were using as of yesterday made you feel like Brock's going to start this weekend. You still feel that way listening to that?
Depends on what happens on Wednesday. Like, he wants three aggressive practices, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You take the one reps, you take them all, and then you'll play. That's, to me, ultimately what we're looking at. And he could say what he wants on Monday, and I know that Brock is probably getting better. He hasn't played in, what, 8 weeks or 6 weeks?
It's
been 6 weeks? A month and a half?
The Jacksonville game was week four, right? And this was week 10.
Yeah. So
6 weeks.
Right. And so for me, like, if he's able to go Wednesday and get all the reps and then Thursday all the reps and then Friday, yeah, he'll play. But short of that, no, he's not going to play.
You want him to play?
I mean, yeah, I do. I do.
I'm surprised by how many people I hear not even want Brock Purdy to play.
And I don't get that. Like, Mac Jones yesterday, he was great. Like, he was great, and the Rams were up 21-0, and so they played, like, super soft. And so, yeah, Mac was able to, like, do what he did.
No, he's been great all year.
He's been great.
Yeah. Again, for what he's being asked to do.
And he's 5-3,
right? He's good.
Right.
He's done a very, very nice job.
And yesterday, I think, was a case where you look at the numbers and you go, wow, I mean, Mac Jones was, what, 32 of 38 or whatever it was? Yeah. Like, oh my God, eye-popping. But when you actually watch the game, you realize that the Rams were up so big that they kind of just, like, laid back and chilled.
I mean, you can say it that way. I'm not going to disagree with you, but at the same time,
I'm not disrespecting what he did.
It's like you do what the defense is dictating you do. And if you do it well and you make good choices and you deliver the ball on time in the right spot, then I'm going to say, hey, you did a really good job at playing quarterback.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't necessarily go into these games looking for something that looks all, like, brilliant and shiny. I just want you to make good decisions and take care of the football, and I agree that he did that again yesterday. I don't even really hold that interception against him.
No.
At all. For two reasons. Well, one of which, just because it's a fourth down.
Yeah.
And when you're pressured up the middle on a fourth down, you're going to, as you should, you're going to try to force something. And he did, and it got picked. But also because that was actually first down and the refs done screwed it up. So
from the previous play.
Yes, the previous play was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
The offsetting penalties, and the penalty was not a penalty on the 49ers, but they called it. They just made
and
up
Dean
a penalty.
And Dean Blandino was like, I thought that he came set.
So did Tom Brady. They're like, that's just flat out not an illegal shift.
And so they did fourth and four again, and then, you know, you have to throw the pick and whatever. And even at that, you're down by 15, so even if they got that conversion, they scored, whatever, you're still down 7 or 8. You're probably not going to win, but I agree with you that that was kind of a, you know, Bull Schmidt.
Go ahead. Yeah. Bull Schmidt. Yep. Say it with your chest.
I did.
The refs.
You better be careful.
The refs screwed it up.
That one, and there were a few other ones that I thought that were, you know, probably PI that they didn't call, but, you know, that's just football.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Okay. 888-957-9570. I told you earlier that I do have one brief officiating rant.
Oh boy. But I should get ready.
No, but it's not like the Niners should have won the game. Like, it's none of that crap.
Right.
I'm gonna use one play from last night or yesterday afternoon as an example of a broader thing that, to me, we ought to consider allowing into the game. So I'll do that in just a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, in the meantime, I'm with you. I think that the playoffs are still on the table. What'd you say the Vegas odds were for the Niners to make the playoffs?
They're -350.
Okay, I want everyone to hear that. Say that again.
-350.
And now translate for people what that means if they don't speak gambling.
That means that they are heavy, heavy favorites to actually be the 7 seed and make the playoffs.
Yeah. I want everyone to let that sink in.
Yes.
Let that sink in. Because after losses, it's very easy to get the Dukes up and start firing on all things. Check this out. Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 707. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you texting. Means a lot. I hope you pulled over to do it. I don't know why you guys try to find excuses for the loss. They're trash. Management gave up on the team. Next year, no guarantee. That's just getting older. See, to me, that's an overly negative spin on where we sit. First of all, they are decidedly not trash. I find it to be unbelievable based on we're looking at that the 49ers are 6-4 and minus 350 to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Their starting quarterback's played two games. How many games has George Kittle played? Four?
Yeah.
Four games?
Four or five. Yeah.
Four or five games for George Kittle. How many games has Ricky Pearsall played? Four?
Yep.
Four or five football games. Brandon Ayuk's played no football games. Nick Bosa played three football games. Fred Warner played four or five football games. The fact that they're 6-4, this is decidedly, unequivocally, by definition, not trash. Now, the one that's interesting in there is management gave up on the team. I think that's a heavy-handed way of saying it, but I do still have some feelings about last Tuesday and the 49ers not making a move going into this particular week, sitting at 6-3, and if anyone thought that the pass rush would look different than that, then you were sold a bill of goods.
Right.
Like, they should have known that. I think they did. I think they did know that it was going to look like that.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. We'll take your calls on what'd you see? What's the reaction to what Kyle Shanahan just said with regard to the injury situation? Your call is 888-957-9570. I'll do my officiating rant. I promise it won't be long, but that's coming up next as well. This is Weathered and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.